28 state of the characters of the gospel.
You all have pieces of paper. Most of you do. And I told you, most of you, you may or may not need it. As you heard, we had assigned question writers or answer writers. So if you wish to write them down, you can. They're pretty much one-word answers. But you don't have to. We're going to call on them in just a minute to give us our answers once we go over. We're going to go over the gospel accounts of Jairus' daughter raised from the dead and the woman healed with the discharge of blood. But we're going to try to make application to it in a little different way tonight. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9. Don't worry about the questions. We'll come in just a minute. We're going to read the account first. I'll begin in verse 18. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 through 26. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, for your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand. The girl arose, and the report of this went through all that district. So, see, all right, this thing, who wants to find them that can. Question number one, where was Jesus' location? And we're answering this as a group. Read through it there. I'm going kind of through the order there. Anywhere in there does it tell Jesus' location in that reading? It doesn't say. So, see, all right, for that, he put doesn't say. Who came to him? Anyone?
A ruler.
A ruler. See how you write down a ruler. What was he a ruler of?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. If I go too fast, see, let me know. Or if anyone else is writing. Answer that one as it doesn't say. By the way, there's 16 questions for these. That was number three. Number four. Was she already dead, according to this account?
Yes.
How old was she? Or was she young or old? Does not say. Does it say she was young or old? Question number six. How many brothers and sisters did she have? Does it say? Is it too fast, Seal? Number seven. Who went with Jesus on the journey?
His disciples.
His disciples. Number eight. Had the woman with the discharge spent any money on her sickness?
No.
No, or does it say? Number nine, what did Jesus first do when she touched his garment?
He turned around.
Keep on going.
And told her, "Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well."
He turned and saw her, you see that? And then he said, "Your faith has made you well." Number 10. When was she healed?
Within the hour.
Your verse is within the hour? Okay. Any other versions?
From that hour.
Okay. Some may say instantly. After he said what? After he had said that, correct? In that hour. So different versions there render different things, but the point is after he said that. Number 11. Who approached Jesus next before getting to Jairus' house?
Mary.
Not according to this account. Who approached Jesus right after this, before he got to Jairus' house? Before he got to the house. No one. You see it anywhere in there? Let's make sure. Verse 22, Jesus turned, seeing her, said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house, so he's already at the house, we're not told anything. Number 12, what were the people doing when he got to the house? Anything else? Flute players. One version may say making commotion. You ready, Sam? Number 13. Who went into the girl's room with him?
Just says he went in.
Okay. So no one? Number 14. What did he say to the girl? He said nothing. He only took her by the hand, according to this account. Number 15. Was Jesus worried about her nourishment? Something to eat? No. This is the only account that we have. We just have to say no. The last question. Did Jesus tell them not to tell anyone? There's no word that he told them not to say anything. Does everyone agree with those answers? As far as Matthew's account goes. Let's turn to Mark chapter 5. Larry, same thing. If I go too fast, let me know. You read in verses 21 through 43. Again, we get through these, we'll probably make application. Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through 43. When Jesus had crossed again into the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet, and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, who had suffered much under many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, came up behind him in the crowd, touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house, to the ruler of the synagogue. And Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. and they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. Question number one. Where was Jesus' location according to this account? Last part of verse 21. He was beside the sea. Question number two. Who came to him? Mm-hmm. What else does it say about Jairus? Okay. Jairus by name. Ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. What was he a ruler of? Remember I asked that question a minute ago. What was he ruler of? Synagogue. So he could have been a ruler of politics or whatever. Matthew never said. Mark does. Number four. Was she already dead? Point of death. Number five. How old was she? And does it say whether she was young or old? It's both. Verse 23 says, my little daughter, indicating young. If you read further in the reading, in verse 42, it actually says she was 12 years of age. So we're told both here. Question number six. How many brothers and sisters did she have? Do you remember me reading anything about brothers and sisters? It doesn't say. Number seven. Who went with Jesus on the journey?
Peter, James, John, and the brother James.
Okay. Verse 37, let's confirm that. And he allowed no one to follow him except for Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Verse 38 says they came to the house. So these were with him as far as this account goes. Of course, the ruler of the synagogue was also with him. Question number eight. Had the woman with the discharge spent any money on her sickness? All she had. Question number nine. What did Jesus first do when she touched his garment?
He empowered her to go down.
He asked her to touch.
Okay. Both answers correct. He felt power go out, but he asked the question, who touched my garments? Verse 32 even says, he looked around to see who had done it after he had questioned this. Number 10, when was she healed? Immediately when? Verse 29. Let's back up verse 27. She had heard reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch even his garments, I'll be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Then what does Jesus see? Then he asked, who did that? But it said before he asked that question, she was already healed according to this account. Number 11. Who approached Jesus next before getting to Jairus' house? Okay. Verse 35, correct. While he was still speaking to this woman, there came from the ruler's house some who said, your daughter is dead, why trouble the teacher any further? So someone from Jairus' house came. Number 12, what were the people doing when he got to the house? Again, there's a commotion there. People are weeping and wailing. That's in verse 38. Number 13. Who went into the girl's room with him? Okay, who was with him? Okay. So Peter, James, and John, and the parents. What did he say to the girl? Little girl, I say to you, arise. Was Jesus worried about her nourishment?
Yes.
Yeah. To give her something to eat. 16, last one. Did Jesus tell them not to tell anyone? Yep. Verse 43, and he strictly charged them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. Do we all agree about those answers? Are those correct? Luke chapter 8. We read in verses 40 through 56. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all of her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him, touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." When the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." When he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James, and the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned. And she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed. But he charged them to tell no one what had happened. Donnie, you ready? Number one, where was Jesus' location? Does it say? You see anything on there? Number two, who came to him? Jairus, ruler of the synagogue. Number three, what was he a ruler of? We just answered that. Synagogue. Number four, was she already dead? She was dying. Verse 42. Verse 5, how old was she? And does it say whether she was young or old if it doesn't give her age? It says about 12 years of age. Question number six. How many brothers and sisters did she have? How many? None. She was the only child. Again, verse 42, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age. Now, with that said, we got to put an asterisk there. He could have been only daughter. He could have had sons. Okay, we're not told. Okay. But only daughter. That's all we can know from Scripture. Number 7. Who went with Jesus on the journey? Where's that at? Does it say? Let's look at that again and see. Verse 49. While he was still speaking to this one with this discharge, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be well." Verse 51. And when he came to the house, so we're not told immediately who was with him just yet.
Verse 45, say Peter.
Yeah. Peter was some multitude when he said, "We need to ask the question who touched me." But here it doesn't immediately say who went with him on this journey yet.
He was
with him, yes. We know it from another. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's where the throne was in place and touched him.
Yes. Good point.
And we know at the end of verse 51, right?
Yes, we're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. We know they had to. But at this point here, we're not told other than that. But good point, Larry. Number 8. Had the woman with the discharge spent any money on her sickness? Okay. Too fast on you. Okay. Number 9. What did Jesus first do when she touched his garment? He said, "Who touched me?" And after that's when she came and told why she had done that. Number 10. When was she healed? Verse 44 says she came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. Then in verse 47, when she's recounting this story, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. Number 11, who approached Jesus next before getting to Jairus' house?
Someone from the ruler's house.
What were the people doing when he got to the house? Weeping and wailing or mourning. Number 13. Who went into the girl's room with him? Peter, James, and John and the parents. What did he say to the girl?
Maid, arise.
Maid, arise, or child, arise. Number 15, was Jesus worried about her nourishment?
Yes.
To give her some food, give her some meat. So yes. And the last one, did Jesus tell them not to tell anyone? Well, do we agree with these answers? Including that Peter was on the trip. I was looking at these questions. Where was Jesus' location? CL. According to Matthew, where was his location? Well, Connie, you give me your answer for a minute. It doesn't say. Larry, where was his location? Donnie? Who's right?
Larry. They're all right. We know he's about to see, but every answer's right.
Okay. What if someone only has Matthew's account? And we're getting into this. What if someone only has Luke's account? Or only wants to put credence or believe in Luke's account or Mark's account. Number 2, who came to him? CL.
Ruler.
What was his name? Don't say. Larry?
Jairus.
Donnie?
Jairus, ruler.
Okay. What if I tell CL that this ruler's name was Jairus and that's on account he's God? And he says, "You don't know that." And that's all the county's got. Number 3, what was he ruler of? CL? Does it say? Larry?
Synagogue.
And Donnie?
Synagogue.
Number 4, was she already dead? CL?
Yes.
You sure about that? We read it, right? It says it, right? Larry, was she dead?
Dead.
Donnie, was she dead?
No.
Which one is it?
Well, verse 55 says, then her spirit returned.
But according to those accounts, which one was it? So they can make arguments for either of those based on what scripture, what verses, what chapter they're reading. Are they all correct? And the whole point of this, as we're going through this, is what do you have to do? You take it all together. You can't just take one. How old was she, CL?
Don't say.
Larry, how old was she?
Little, 12 years of age.
Donnie?
About 12.
How many brothers and sisters she have, CL?
Don't say.
Larry?
Nothing say.
And Donnie?
Only daughter.
And we talked about that. Who went with Jesus on the journey, CL?
Disciples.
His disciples. Larry?
Peter, James, John, and Jairus.
Okay. And Donnie?
Peter, James, John.
Okay. Number 8. Had the woman with the discharge spent any money on her sickness, CL?
Don't say.
Don't say. Larry?
Spent all she had.
Donnie? Number 9, what did Jesus first do when she touched his garment? CL.
Turned and said, your faith has made you well.
He turned and saw her and said, your faith has made you well. Larry, what did he do?
Asked the question, who touched my garments?
Donnie.
Who touched me?
And I had to Larry's and Donnie's, he also looked around. My disciples tried to answer him. Number 10, when was she healed, CL?
Within the hour.
Okay. Larry?
Immediately, straightway.
Okay. And Donnie?
Immediately.
Okay. And some of those also say immediately after touching him. Okay. Number 11. Who approached Jesus next before getting to Jairus' house, CL?
No one.
No one? Larry?
Those in the ruler's house.
And Donnie?
Someone from the ruler's house.
Someone from the ruler's house. What were the people doing when he got to the house, CL? Who else was there, according to you remember? Flute players. Larry? And Donnie. So, well, someone makes the argument that there were flute players there. CL makes the argument, and Larry says, no, there wasn't. Donnie says, no, there wasn't. Number 13, who went into the girl's room with him, CL?
Nobody.
He went by himself. Larry.
Father, mother, Peter, James, and John.
Donnie.
Peter, James, John, and the parents.
14. What did he say to the girl, CL?
She is not dead.
Now, what did he say to the girl? It's all right. He said nothing.
What did he say when they asked? I said, she is not
dead. To the people. He said to people. But he went in the room, took her by the hand, and she rose. We're not told of anything he said to the little girl.
That's where you got too fast.
I got too fast. Larry.
Arise, little girl.
And Donnie.
May her rise.
Number 15. Was Jesus worried about her nourishment, CL? Larry.
Yes.
Donnie.
Yes.
And last one. Did Jesus tell them not to tell anyone, CL?
No.
Larry.
Yes.
And I'll ask for Donnie. Yes. So these different answers. Who's right? What's the point? You got to take it all. We got one more point to make. Marilyn, turn to Ephesians 2 and verse 8. CL, turn to 1 Peter 3:21. Mike, will you turn to Romans 10:13? Tammy, you turn to Romans 10:10. Larry, Romans 5:10. Danielle, turn to 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Lowell, John 10:9. Mom, if you turn to 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 2. And Donnie, if you turn to Titus 3, verse 5. Ever get the verses? Anybody need it again? Marilyn, read Ephesians 2, verse 8.
For grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God.
What are you saved by?
Grace.
CL, read 1 Peter 3:21.
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of filth or flesh, but the answer of good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
What saves us, according to that verse?
Baptism.
Mike, read Romans 10, verse 13.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
How are we saved, according to that verse?
Whosoever calls on the name.
By calling the name of the Lord. Tammy, Romans 10:10.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
What saves us there? The last part. Confession. Okay. Larry, Romans 5, verse 10.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more than reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
What are we saved by, Larry?
His life.
His life. His life. Daniel, 2 Thessalonians 2:13.
But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.
What was said by? Sanctification and belief in the truth. Lowell, John 10, verse 9. How are we saved? By entering by Jesus. Mom, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and
2. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and which you stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain.
That's a lot of words there, but at the beginning of that, it talks about if you receive the gospel, this and that, you're saved. So we're saved by what? Gospel. And then Donnie, Titus 3 and verse 5.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of a free generation and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
What are we saved by, Donnie?
By His mercy.
Okay. So who's right? When we talk to people, they'll take this, they'll take that. You have to take them all. They're all correct. Just like the three accounts we read were all correct, but you got to take them all together. Okay? Questions?